Comedian Mo Ahmed has a personal story that's both incredible and all too common for refugees. It's the basis for a new Netflix series that starts tomorrow. Mo is about the trauma of displacement. His family fled war in Palestine in the 1940s, then Kuwait in the 90s, until they finally ended up in a suburb of Houston as refugees. And a lot of people there don't know what to make of Mo, including in this flashback scene, his teacher.
This is Mo Hammond. His family is from Iraq. He just flew in from the Gulf War.
My family's from Palestine, actually, but I was born in Kuwait.
Okay, class, let's welcome Mohammed from Pakistan.
Palestine.
Mo Ahmed finds both the comedy and the tragedy in his family's 20-year journey through the American asylum experience.
It speaks to like second-generation statelessness, right? And the ripple effect that happens from being stateless. It's one of those things, like, once you're waiting for your asylum to be granted, you're just out there, no home, on paper, and all a person like that wants is to feel like he belongs, and they feel like they're seen, and they feel they're equal to their other human counterparts, and it constantly feels like you're less than whenever you're in that process. You know, it almost like forces you to be illegal, to do illegal things while you're trying to be an upstanding citizen.
Right.
And the system itself is built for you to work under the table.
And that's very clear in the show where, you know, you have to either work somewhere where people will look the other way. You're at one point hawking these sort of knockoff Chanel bags and Rolexes. And is that something you did in real life too?
No comment. Yes. No, I did do that. Okay. I did.
Let's just admit to illegal activity on Morning Edition.
Oh, it's been the statute of limitations, I believe, has already passed.
Okay, let's talk
totally
about
fine.
It then.
I was 14.
You were 14? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, there's this push and pull with your character of adhering to the traditions of being Palestinian, being Arab, being Muslim, and following that path, but also being from Houston. And, like, into hip-hop and, like, doing all these under-the-table jobs.
Right.
There's this moment, though, my favorite moment is when you are shot and your mom is, like, looking urgently for the bullet wound, and then she finds something else. I want to play that clip here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what is the tattoo, ya Muhammad?
I got shot and you're focused on the tattoo, Shumali.
A graze will heal, but a tattoo is a disgrace on your life forever.
I related to this. I've never been shot, but this would definitely happen in my
house.
Me
either. Hopefully never happens.
But it made me laugh because she's in the situation, worried about your life, and then she sees a tattoo.
Hysterical. Classic Arab mom, for sure, 100%. For my mom to be so calm in a moment where her son has been injured by a bullet.
Yeah.
And then you realize, like, what she's been through.
That's right.
For her to be that stable in that moment and to be that sharp and focused. And then to say, like, oh, it's only a graze, you know, it just tells you everything about where she came from.
I mean, these are not easy topics, right? But there is this sort of subtlety. It's weaved into life in all of these different characters' lives. Olive Oil, also central character of the show.
I mean, how can you have, you know, a Palestinian lead about a Palestinian family and not talk about olive oil? It's
right?
Impossible.
So also having a piece of home with you somewhere else.
Exactly. It's just like the olive oil is not only for the taste and the flavor and how incredibly different it is, but it's also like you open it, you have it, you think of your grandparents, you think of your lineage and ancestors. Like, it's, we take this very seriously.
Olive oil. And hummus.
And hummus, of course. What's happening with hummus across the planet is just devastating.
Well, I have to play this clip.
Would you like to try some chocolate hummus?
Can you just say to me?
What?
You say chocolate hummus? You know what he just did? He just insulted my grandmother. Yeah. Your lineage. To hell with your culture.
I mean, I've had this feeling in Trader Joe's and other places many a time. Like, apple spice hummus. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, just like, I don't know what to say. I just throw my arms up in the air and just walk away. Like, I don't know what to do.
So you said you've been
thinking.
Don't
get me started on hummus. I swear to God, it'll hijack the whole thing.
Okay, my last question. So you've been thinking about this series for 9 years? For more?
I've been thinking about a TV show for 20, but the first time that I wrote anything of the series was about 9 years ago.
And is it what you imagined it would be?
Man, it's deeply emotional and beautiful and cathartic, and yeah, it's amazing. Like, when I showed it to my mom, it blew her away.
She's seen it.
Because I was just recreating the house from memory. And she was like, how did you remember this? And how did you get that? I was like, Mom, it's ingrained in my head. Like, I can't forget it.
There's a scene I can't forget of your mom, or the character that plays your mom in the show, where she's trying to boil down everything she's been through to this American lawyer.
This is reminding me of everything painful we went through. The IDF forcing us to move from Haifa to Borin. Us leaving Kuwait after the Gulf War. The Iraqis breaking the front door. The Kuwaitis breaking the side door. And eventually the Americans breaking the back door. And on top of that, I have to watch my husband get in prison for false accusations and being tortured physically for it.
Yeah, I mean, that line alone is directly from my mother, my actual mother in my real life.
She said that.
Yeah, she absolutely said that. And I talked to my mom about it. You know, until I started making the show, I didn't know a lot of these things because, you know, I was so young that you try to protect your children as much as possible, which is understandable. And then I started discovering all these new details as I was writing the show. I would sit down with my mom and I was like, Mom, I know this might be too painful to talk about. If you don't, I completely understand, but I'd like to know for my own self, not even for the show or anything else. I want to know. And once we had that conversation, she just opened up completely. And it was just incredible to understand the strength of this woman, but also get some better understanding about my family as well and what our experiences and what makes us who we are today.
That's Mo Amer. He's the star and creator of the new Netflix show, Mo. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
I guess mabruk.
Alay barik fiki.